to Swadia, and we've got a couple of ladies from across the road. They popped in. We've been promoting this all morning. We're going to be talking about jobs and so on in the next 10 minutes. We can't talk about politics. We're not allowed to talk about line dancing. There's a few other things as well. But welcome, Emily.
Hello.
And also we have Katie as well.
Hiya.
Just tell us, Emily, what do you do at the council?
I am a HR officer. I work in the recruitment team. So, yeah, all things recruitment, onboarding, employer brand.
Can I just ask, how long have you been at the council and what age were you when you started, if you don't mind
asking? Well, I joined May 21, so almost 5 years. Oh, gosh, almost 5 years. I would have been... God, maths. How old was I in 2021? Like 21? No, I was 23 or 24.
Good career move then.
Yeah, excellent. It was. Yeah, I just finished my master's degree and needed some money and found a HR job. So yeah, it worked out really well for me. So
excellent. So Katie, what do you do at the council?
I'm the recruitment team leader, and so working alongside Emily, and essentially we focus on all things that will attract workforce to the council. So getting people engaged with our jobs, helping advertising, marketing of our vacancies, promoting career paths and careers at the council, and looking after everyone up until the point of hire. Once they're hired, they move to another team to look after them, but up until they actually go through the door and get the job, it's us.
I've got so many questions I want to ask you. First of all, just so that people know that you're the right people for the job, when you came in earlier on, we were having a conversation outside, and you had one career path, you changed and you went to the council, and there was a reason for it. And yes. There was a love of it as well.
Yeah, so my background's quite wide and varied, but it's predominantly sort of a sales environment as I came up through. And then the sales led to recruitment. So I was private sector recruitment consultant, and it was a great job and I loved it. I really enjoyed the recruitment side, but it's a little bit mercenary. It's very salesy. You're in it for yourself. You're in it for the money. I definitely felt like I could be doing more. And then when COVID hit, everybody stopped hiring at that point. Everybody was furloughed and everybody was paused on the recruitment front. So it gave me a moment in time to sort of reflect and think, well, what am I doing? And a post came up at the council, and I'd never considered working in the public sector before. Even though I'd recruited for the public sector, I'd never actually thought of myself in that post. And then, so I joined the council because I really wanted to do something with a bit of social responsibility to it, something where what I did had positive impact. And actually, that's quite hard to find in recruitment because it is quite mercenary. You know, it's all about commission and bonuses and, you know, getting bums on seats. And with the council, it's very different. Every job we recruit for supports the island community in some way. And you can actually see the difference of what you're doing as the people come into the council. I mean, we're a workforce of about 3,000. So it's a huge machine of people trying to do good things. So every job you fill really makes a difference. It's lovely.
So just hearing that, I just think you're the right person or the right people for the jobs, because you've come in and you were relatively young when you came. I'm not saying you're old now, but you're relatively young when you came in. And you both, I can tell you both love your jobs.
Yeah,
and
really.
How great
love
is
it.
That? So anybody that's now thinking about, you know, I want to change jobs. I want to, you know, go and work at the council. You're the right people to speak to.
Yeah, and it's exactly that. We want people to want to work at the council. I think everybody inside the council knows how good it is. Like, we understand how well we're looked after and the different systems that are in place, and we can see the impact of the work that we do. But from the outside, it's actually difficult to see that, and that's one of our jobs, is to showcase that and let people know how good it is and how much opportunity there is. There's so much investment in training, development, upskilling, making sure people are in the right jobs with the right skills, moving people around within the council to make sure that the skills they've got are being used in the right way, in the right place. So it's just a huge, huge opportunity for people to really develop and hone their skills. And with really lifelong careers as well, before we came in, we were talking about there are people at the council who started at the council in their 20s and have worked right through to retirement in various different teams, working their way up, climbing the ladder. And then we have people coming in at the top level who are from the mainland, who've never had experience of working on the Isle of Wight, and are bringing all that skill to our workforce and bringing that skill to the island. Ireland and doing things differently. So we have a real blend of both, and it's lovely. So there's just huge scope for people to get in the door and then see how the council career paths can work for them.
At some point in the next little while, then, what we were thinking about doing and doing is putting some of those stories, those remarkable stories of long-term people that have been at the council for years and years and years, and now they're passing on their great knowledge to other people. We should get those involved at some point. But I know the last time we chatted was probably last year at some point. I can't remember. It was October, something like that.
Yeah, but
September.
It was August or early September for our event, our careers event.
And I know that you were talking about an event. Mm-hmm. So since then, have we got any success stories that we can mention?
Ooh.
I don't know about specific hiring on the day, but I know that all of our teams came away feeling like they had really good conversations with people that had come in looking for work. So I wouldn't be surprised if there was a success story, but not that I'm explicitly aware of. But again, yeah, everybody had a really positive experience at that event. So
I know that one of your council team members came in earlier on, and he was talking about a young lady that joined him in his department with no skills whatsoever, and now she's got all sorts of things going for her, and it's like she's got a career path. And I just think, how lovely is that, that you've got that one little moment where you say, right, okay, I'm going to go for it, I'm mm-hmm, going to change mm-hmm. my career, I'm going to change direction, and it sounds like this lady's not going to look back.
I would think so. I mean, we were at PGL Little Canada last week for a careers event that they were hosting, and we were one of the guests on the day to talk to people. And there was lots of Ireland employers there, and a real sort of depth and breadth of individuals looking. You know, it wasn't aimed at one particular market. It was all sorts of people coming through the door to discuss jobs. And we did find ourselves talking to a lot of people who were unsure of what they wanted to do for the next step. They didn't know what they didn't have a I want to be a vet, I want to be a nurse, I want to be an administrator. They didn't know what their path was. Mm-hmm. They just know that they maybe liked working with people, or they liked working with computers, or they had a sort of an idea of what they might want. And the council's great for that stuff, because a lot of our roles, if you've got the base level essential criteria to apply for the job, we can give them everything else they need to do really well in that job, the training, the learning, the support. I mean, Emily actually has just qualified herself on a CIPD qualification.
Yay. It feels like so long ago now. Yeah, I qualified back in August.
What was it?
CIPD, a Chartered Institute for
Professional Development, I think it's Professional Development.
I think you're right, People Development.
It's HR qualification.
Yeah, HR and L&D. And I've just completed my level 5 apprenticeship for that.
So how supportive of the council been with you coming in and having all these learning things and things, letters after your name, no doubt, and things like that. I mean, that's great, isn't it?
Well, yeah, and I didn't actually come into the council as an apprentice. I came in my role, and then I got offered the apprenticeship. So it was an extra, you know, they hadn't factored in that time when they hired me. So yeah, it was quite nice to have that opportunity. It wasn't really something I would have thought about before joining the council, but yeah, it was an opportunity I couldn't pass down, and they gave me the day I needed every week to do my off the job, and I got lots of learning opportunities. I got to go across, so our HR team's quite wide, and we've got different sort of like departments within our HR team, and I got to shadow different people and learn new skills, and I think it's made me a far better HR officer in the recruitment team because I have this knowledge that I didn't have before.
Fabulous. It's the best decision ever then.
Yeah, right. If I had to do it all again, I would. Yeah.
Okay. So, I mean, you know, advice for people out there, if they want a career, you know, there is definitely a career to be had at the council.
And it's finding an employer that is prepared to invest time and energy into you to help you get to where you want to go. And the council's amazing at that. Emily was showing real spark, enthusiasm. She clearly had skills. Like you said, you'd just done a master's. You know, bright, mm-hmm. intelligent, and had only just stepped into HR. I think you were retail previously, weren't you?
So, yeah, I came from retail.
So no HR background of any kind, but showed all the initiative and the potential. So then we can run with that. And I think a lot of our teams, so like Darren was saying this morning, a lot of our teams will spot the potential and say, right, we think that you would do really well with this. And we'll just give them that nudge and give them the support they need. Like Emily said, she was getting a day a week away from the office to do work. And a lot of our team are doing that. You know, the HR team are great about getting qualified because we get the benefit of all that skill and knowledge afterwards.
Are you like CFAX? Do you remember CFAX?
Mm-hmm.
Because
I'm Bamboozle.
I'd say I said to you earlier on, there's a young lady here, and I said that, you know, she's looking for a job, and I mentioned she had certain skills, and you said, oh, try so and so, they're looking for somebody. So
yes,
do you know
trainee
where
payroll
every,
officer.
Do you know where every job is at the moment?
I'm a bit of a recruitment geek, so my brain is very much wired that way. And because we deal with advertising, we often will be packaging up the adverts into social media formats or talking about them at events. So we do need a generalist knowledge of what's available at any one time on our website and what careers are hard to find. So, you know, we know, for example, we are always looking for people to become or who are qualified social workers, particularly for children. So adults, we have a continuous recruitment drive for social workers, but in children's services, it's a really, really tough market to find social workers who are qualified, particularly ones who are experienced. So we're potentially always on the lookout for that kind of thing. So that's always there in the back of my mind. I'm like, okay, so people who want to work with young people, people who've got that desire to do social work, who maybe want to train up, we would immediately sort of rugby tackle them and want to speak to them immediately. But then, you know, we'll be speaking to somebody who's struggling. Our legal team, for example, have recently had a number of roles, really good roles as well, coming through in our legal team. They've got a civil litigation lawyer right now running, a criminal lawyer running. We've got two law posts for children's social care lawyers. And if you are a qualified lawyer and working in the private sector, the difference of going over to do it for the public sector, and again, all the reward and the knowing that you're doing a good job and the knowing that you're protecting vulnerable people and doing things for the good of the community. So they do sort of, some of them do stick in your brain so you can just pull them out quick. But we advertise so many vacancies. My team will be putting up maybe 15 jobs a week fresh onto the website. And at any one time throughout the year, you could be between 30 and 60 available jobs on the site running at once. So it sort of shows you the scope, and all of them are different. You know, they are very, very different requirements in each one. So if you've got someone who doesn't really know what direction they want to take, but they know they want to do some good and they want to give back to the community and make a difference, actually just getting onto our job site and scrolling through and really reading the different roles, because some of the job titles are weird and wonderful. You might not immediately recognise what that job is from the job title, so I'd strongly recommend clicking in and having a read. But yeah, scrolling through that job site and having a look at what we're looking for and why, things will immediately start jumping out that you align with. And I think those are the ones that probably stick in my brain as well.
Brilliant. So the advice is, have a look at the website. It's all there.
Absolutely.
Whereabouts? I've not been on the council website for a little bit, but what is it easy to find?
It is. So it's the main council website, but if you want to go straight to the jobs page, it's iow.gov.uk and then /jobs.
That's it.
Yes.
That's pretty straightforward, isn't it?
And
even I can remember that.
And then you'll be presented with a big old list,
yeah,
with the most recent job that was added onto the site at the top and the ones that have been there the longest at the bottom. And you can filter it by part-time, full-time. You can filter it by sector if you're interested in childcare or teaching, or if you want to do administration or you want to work in planning. You can filter it so it'll only bring out those jobs for you. And then you can click through. Each role has a full job summary attached to it as a document, so you can read through and see exactly what you need to apply. What are the essential criteria? What are the, you know, like, you know, the desirable things that are nice to have but not definite? And I think applicants should really, really pay attention to those sections, because actually there's a pattern where people don't apply for a job because they think they don't fit the criteria, but actually some of it's quite flexible.
Brilliant. Now, Emily, last year you organised an event.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a similar event that's going to happen same time this year, and is there something that's happening soon?
I think the plan is hopefully that we can do one for September. It's a bit early to say, but, you know, we've done it for a couple of years. So the plan is to hopefully host another one. But we've been invited to go along to, the Riverside Centre in February. I can't remember the exact date. You have to forgive me for that. But it's an event that's open to people that are aged 50 and over, who are looking for work and are claiming universal credit. So if you want to get involved with that, you need to go to the job centre and speak to the work coach that's there, and they can give you all the details and get you booked on. But it's more of a seminar kind of thing about, you know, what to do when you're looking for work, and really good skills and not experience, but I don't know what I'm trying to say. Skills and like knowledge and help and it's just like quite a good place for that.
It's probably a good thing, because especially if you're over 50 and say for instance you've worked all your life, you've been made redundant, and all of a sudden you've never ever had to go and get a job before because you've had one for so long, and all of a sudden you lost it, things have changed massively. So what sort of changes should we be, when we go to this seminar, what sort of things are we going to find out? Things like the CVs that we have.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, back in the day, they used to say, oh, it's all got to be on one page. Does it have to be? These are the things that we're going to learn and find out at the seminar.
Yeah. We only use an application form, so we don't take CVs. So, you know, somebody might have used a CV years ago, but actually that's not going to help you with a job with us. So I think the plan is to sort of go through what our application form is looking for, what you need to provide in what detail, and things like that, and how to find our jobs and how to get the most out of the application process. I think that's what we want to talk about, hopefully.
I'm just thinking, how out of date am I? Well, I think still thinking CV. So we don't use CVs anymore.
It's interesting. Sometimes there's a real conversation going on in the recruitment world at the moment around CVs versus application forms. And you've got like the introduction of AI and things like that, where they're like stripping out information, doing a pre-sift of applications before a human even gets to see it. I must say, the Isle of Wight Council doesn't do any of that. It's all people dealing with everything at every stage. But CVs are often written now by Copilot AI, that kind of stuff, and it's difficult to know whether the individual that you are looking at is the individual who wrote that document. And there's always been a bit of a loophole where you could get someone to write your CV for you. There used to be people, you know, agencies and stuff would often write people candidate CVs for them, but so I think with the application form it does sort of force people to fill it out themselves and complete it themselves and demonstrate their own voice, which I personally really like. Also, for the public sector, application forms are very, very transparent. You're asking for the same information off absolutely every single person. It's very fair, it's very open, you're gathering all the correct information right at the start, so you don't have to go back and forth and pick up bits that might be missing, whereas a CV is quite subjective, so you'll only get what they decided to put on it. You might not get what you need. So yeah, I think that but there are occasions where we do ask for a CV in very unusual circumstances. So for example, with director and executive recruitment, the standard nationally is for CV-based recruitment, so we have to adapt. And so for those level of roles, we actually do have CV applications, but only when we explicitly request it. The vast majority for us is application form-based.
Okay.
But it's learning that. And again, if we're looking at the 50-plus community, you're going to have some really qualified, skilled professionals in there who, again, will have incredible CVs, but actually perhaps haven't had to do the application form route in the same way. So talking about that, but also all the various different things we're going to be talking about, our employment offer and what you get when you come and work at the council, how that impacts you personally. For example, mental health and wellbeing support, EAP, which is our employee assistance program, mm-hmm. which is a support network that's in place for all members of staff, annual leave, pension, all that sort of stuff we'll be talking about as well. But the event, I think, for us is going to be a really interesting one, because that 50-plus market can be very, very diverse. Again, very, very skilled, qualified professionals who will have worked in one system their entire career. And then others who've jobbed around or maybe been caring at home for family and have entered the workforce later, or who've taken career breaks, or people who are dealing with disability or, you know, mental health issues. Actually, we can get a real cross-section at an event like that. So it's, for us, it's really good because we can get all levels tackled in one area. And it's nice to see a seminar-based
brilliant
careers event.
It's great, and I hope people going along, especially if you feel like you're going through that thing where you don't know anymore, you're out of touch with things, and all you've got to do is spend a couple of hours at a seminar and you'll get pretty clued up again, and hopefully, fingers crossed, a job will come from it, a career will come from it. So how fantastic is that?
And using digital technology to your advantage, I think that's key for all job seekers now, or whatever age you might be, understanding that the vast majority of employers will be be expecting a digital approach. There is still a slight small need here on the island for people to wander into a cafe and offer up their CV and say, have you got any jobs? It does happen, particularly for the small independent employers, but the vast majority will want you to email something across. We'll have a portal for you to go through. My daughter, for example, had a role with TK Maxx, and I was really paying attention closely to their application process because I find all of that stuff deeply interesting. And they had all sorts of task-based questionnaires before you could even fill out the application form. So there's lots of different ways to get into work, and each employer has a different approach. So it's understanding that is really key.
Excellent. Thank you so much for coming in, both of you. And is there anything else you want to add before you go, Emily, before you get back to work?
Oh, I'm on the spot. I don't know.
We did want to bring up one small thing today, if that's okay. Did you want to have a talk about the scam?
Yeah, we can do. Yeah, so we've had some discussions with our internal managers, and they have had some reports of some job sites with our job adverts on it, but they're really, really outdated job adverts. You know, these might have been closed for 3 or 4 months. What we believe is that these sites are gathering information about people, so they're asking you to fill out an application form for these jobs, but we aren't getting that information. It's not an application form for us. So I think it's just being really mindful that if you are applying for a job with the Isle of Wight Council, make sure that the link that you're clicking on or whatever to apply is taking you directly to our website. We don't use third party websites or anything for our application form. Our application form is only on our website. So if you're not filling it out on our website, please don't fill it out, because you're not applying for our job.
And on our website, you will have to log into your profile to get to the application form. So it's really neatly protected behind firewalls. We've got all the data protection in place. But even if you if you see an advert of ours on Isle of Wight Jobs or Island Jobs, they will signpost you straight back to our website. You won't have to fill a form out with them in order to apply for our jobs. But these sites are external. They're sort of random AI-based sites, and they will ask you to complete information for them to apply to us, which we would never ask you to do. So just, like Emily says, be mindful.
Good advice. Lots of scams out there. Be careful. Thank you, Emily. Thank you, Katie. And you've got to go back to work now. Hey, will you be line dancing on the way across the road?
Probably. We can't stop. Later. Yeah, we can't stop.
Got a lesson later and then a social at Gurnard Pines at the weekend. So
I'm very excited.
Good luck.
Line dancing for our mental health and well-being, and make sure that, and our, getting a bit of exercise.
Yes.
Good for you.
Keep the workforce healthy.
Yes. See you soon, hopefully.
Thank you.
Take good care.